Catholic League, Black Leadership Sides with White Supremacists Over Abortion. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 15, 2022. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has decried the worrisome trend of black congresswomen siding with white supremacists in pushing abortion for blacks. White supremacists have always championed population control for blacks, whether it be in the form of birth control or abortion, Dr. Donahue wrote this week. Today this cause is being led by black congresswomen. Donahue went on to note that the pro-abortion movement has been rooted in white supremacy from its origins, with Margaret Sanger founding Planned Parenthood for the express purpose of decreasing the black population. Sanger was a white supremacist, par excellence, Donahue observed, and while Planned Parenthood focused on birth control early on, it eventually became the major driver of abortion in the United States. With her eugenicist mindset identical to that of the Nazis, Sanger sought to extinguish, in her own words, those meaningless, aimless lives which cram this world of ours. Such human weeds clog up the path, drain up the energies and the resources of this little earth. A good share of colored citizens constitute a large percentage of Kalamazoo's human scrap pile, Sanger wrote in 1932, the year before Hitler took over in Germany. In his book War Against the Weak, Edwin Black wrote that Margaret Sanger surrounded herself with some of the eugenics movement's most outspoken racists and white supremacists and openly welcomed racists and anti-Semites into the birth control movement, Donahue observed. Unfortunately, the underlying racism in the abortion lobby is not just a thing of the past, Donahue noted, and in 2020, 86% of Planned Parenthood's clinics were located in or near minority neighborhoods. Moreover, in the CDC's latest report on abortion, it found that the abortion rate for blacks, 38.4%, was higher than that of whites, 33.4%, or Hispanics, 21.0%. Blacks are approximately 13% of the population, he added. In its report, the CDC stated that white women had the lowest abortion rate, 6.6 abortions per 1,000 women, whereas black women had the highest abortion rate, 23.8 abortions per 1,000 women, meaning that black babies are aborted at more than 3.6 times the rate of white babies. All this makes the stance of black congresswomen all the more incomprehensible, Donahue wrote, as the abortion industry is carrying out what the Reverend Jesse Jackson used to call black genocide. Last month, 20 black congresswomen led by Representative Ayanna Pressley wrote a letter to President Biden pleading with him to address the impact of abortion restrictions on black women, Donahue noted, alleging that the reversal of Roe will be devastating to black women. Rep. Pressley is not only ignorant of history, she has become an existential threat to the health and safety of African Americans, Donahue concluded. How ironic that she is now on the same side as the Klan. Follow at Williams Rome.